Bernice, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhou. Hope you had a great Tuesday. This evening, we went to this event called the Makers Conversation. It's this 21-year-old high school dropout entrepreneur who interviews his successful entrepreneurs. He has this podcast, and he also does it in person. And this particular session was with the founder of PhotoBox, Graham, and also the co-founder of Quintessentially, Aaron. So Quintessentially is an extremely high-end luxury concierge for the cash-rich and time-poor. Their niche is very specific. They have about 800 billionaire on their clientele list. They have a membership fee, standard membership fee of like £20,000 a year, and up to £150,000 a year. And they specialize. I mean, they promise to provide you concierge anytime, anywhere, and it's personalized, right? So they have so-called lifestyle managers who know your personal and family needs, and they're reliable. However, I think a key insight from all these is that they also reserve the right to fire customers. If someone is being notoriously difficult, they refuse to take you on as a client, you know? I like that attitude a lot. And surprisingly, they've existed since 2000. And despite, you know, technology being such a big part of things, people actually so far have preferred communicating through emails and text messages because it's more personalized. They prefer talking to people, humans, and on top of it, they have this amazing network of wealthy individuals to tap into. But some of the customers are acquired through partnership with like banks and etc. And supposedly they expanded globally through franchising. And it makes sense, right? Because how could you grow as fast? They supposedly expanded to 50 places within 3-4 years thanks to franchising model. And they started off in London relying on strong network because one of the co-founders is well connected. And they also paid for their employees to go dine and wine at fancy restaurants and clubs to build those connections, right? Because a lot of the customer's request may be to get a last minute appointment at let's say high end restaurant, or to purchase something very last minute, and they do their best to fulfill all their requests. One example goes, they've delivered hamburgers to top of mountains for £25,000. They've delivered, I don't know, metal detector for people who are, again, on top of snow mountain but lost their keys. All sorts of outlandish stuff. But, you know, they know their market well. By this point, they have a quarter million customers and 5,000 employees. It's almost like, I don't know, like outsourced butlers. Yeah, this is the perfect analogy. But yeah, outsourced butlers. Awesome. What else? I think what was really interesting was this co-founder who's now 48-9. He openly admitted to how much importance he places on following his gut feelings, his intuition, and he supposedly has a spiritist who guides him through, and this person works with him full time. Isn't that cray cray? But kind of cool, huh? Yeah, let me know what you think. Do you listen to your gut feelings? What's your decision making process typically like? Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.